we're now going to have an interview with Tepiso Nayo. Tepiso Nayo is a winner of the 2014 Beat Magazine Best Comedian and the 2017 SATMA nominee for Best Indigenous Comedian. He also serves as a magnetic corporate public event and wedding MC who skillfully captures any event. Tepiso is a proud supporter of RX Radio. Can you tell us more about how you first got into comedy?
I want to take this moment to greet the listeners of RX Radio and also greet you. I got into comedy because I was not a class clown, but I was funny. So there's a teasing game we used to play while growing up called Izanazo or Hanyukoran. I don't know what's that name in English. So I was a champ of that game, and I've always been funny. But then I had to wait until I got to varsity to pursue comedy, because it happened in a very funny way, because I used to write funny status updates on Facebook. That was early 2007, 2008, yeah. And then I used to write funny statuses on Facebook because I was a poet. And then my friend was like, no, why can't you take these, whatever you're saying on Facebook, and then just perform it on stage? And then I was like, nah, man, because I wasn't ready back then. But eventually, I started doing it. I think I started doing comedy in 2012.
When did you officially start your comedy journey?
I officially started 2012 because there's a national radio, SABC national radio that gave me a platform to round up current affairs every Fridays, but using humor to address the current affairs. So one of the organizers of 99% Costa Comedy, he had me there, and then he booked me. So I started performing professionally or being paid for comedy in 2012.
You've achieved a lot of accolades in your career, winning awards and being nominated. How does this make you feel?
It's not that I need it, but it's just a validation, or it's just that it's an acknowledgement that people do see your work, or they like what you're doing. So being nominated and getting awards is sort of a motivation that says, keep on keeping on, do what you are doing. So it's a motivation.
Are there any challenges you have faced as a comedian?
Yes, they are. Like, just like any other industry or any other art form, they are challenges where you'd find out there are people who want to police humor, who are censoring you, the things that you must say and things that you can't say. And also, because we started back in 2012, there were few people who were doing comedy in isiXhosa, so you'd find out that people were not that much exposed, even though they are speaking the language, but performing in isiXhosa. But we overcame all of that, so everything's cool now.
What are some of the misconceptions about being a comedian?
I'm very shy. Like, I'm a very shy person. I'm only free when I'm performing on stage. So people, just because I'm a comedian, they expect me to make them laugh all the time, even when they see me at the malls, or they're expecting me to make them laugh, tell them the joke. So they forget that we as comedians, we are just normal people who hold normal conversations. We are not clowns.
What is also interesting about you is that you've been fundraising for RX Radio since last year through the Two Oceans Marathon. What made you decide to support the station?
No, because I want the station to stay open. So because I'm a runner and I know lots of people, so it was, for me, it was sort of wanting them to donate so that the radio will stay open, so that you guys can have this platform to express yourselves and people to hear your voices.
We are celebrating Freedom Month, and our theme is freedom and diversity. What message could you give to up-and-coming comedians?
Everyone want to pursue comedy. I'll just say to them, be original, because that's very, very, very important. Be original, and they must also be considerate of the society that we are living in, because you'd find that sometimes people will want to push stereotypes. So they must be mindful, and also their comedy must be inclusive.
Who is someone who you'd like to work with in the future?
Because I've worked with lots of comedians, like in the future I'll just want to work with young children, because we have content creators, we have people who are doing skits, but then we have less of stand-up comedians. So I just want to groom new talent of stand-up comedians, not the people who are doing skits and videos, because the difference between videos and stand-up comedy is immediate. The response is now. You tell a joke now, people must laugh now. It's unlike recording a video and editing it 5 times or 10 times.
Is there anything else that you would like to say?
For those of to the listeners, I just want to say follow RX Radio page. Click on the link and donate.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.